little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Moving on to men's health, we've got a couple of topics related to men's health. We're going to start with erectile dysfunction. So we're going to have to imagine that you've had a sex change. I hope you don't mind, Tamsin. So just going to ask some red flag questions related to erectile dysfunction. So could I ask you, I'll call Max again if that's okay, how is your sex drive or your libido at the moment?
Well, it's probably, I'm probably a bit nervous, really. I mean, it's okay, but it's just that this new relationship that I'm in making me a bit nervous.
Okay, well, that's really helpful to understand that. So you do have a sex drive, but it's perhaps the fact that it's such a new relationship that's affecting your performance, so to speak. Okay. And your mood, how's that?
Well, generally it's all right, doctor, I think.
Yeah, okay. And do you still get erections?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the morning, for example, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just to make sure there's nothing else that might be causing this or causing be a more significant problem, have you lost any body hair at all?
No, not that I've noticed.
And not noticed any change in the size of your testicles at all?
No.
You don't smoke?
No.
And have we ever thought about your own risk of heart attacks and strokes in the future? Have we ever checked you for that? That might include a cholesterol test, that sort of thing, a blood pressure test, those sorts of things.
Well, I mean, I had the health check when I turned 40.
And that was okay? It didn't highlight any particular concerns? Your cholesterol numbers were okay? Okay, good. Can I check, do you have any problems exerting yourself?
Well, exercise?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I've got a pretty physical job, you know. I'm a builder and, I mean, not really had any problems at work.
Okay. It's reassuring that you're still getting your morning erections and that you're still interested in having sex. To make sure that your arteries are not part of the picture, can I check you don't get any chest pain or pain in your legs or pain when you're walking at all?
No, that's fine.
Okay. I'm glad that you don't smoke, because certainly smoking can make you prone to problems with all of your blood vessels, including problems with your erections. So that should be something that we should keep an eye on. And perhaps if we haven't already done it, then we might need to check your blood pressure and your cholesterol numbers as well. You mentioned to me that this is a new relationship, and you mentioned that there's a bit of a performance anxiety related to this, which is really common. Would you perhaps be interested in having a little bit of support from some Viagra or Sildenafil, which is aimed to improve your confidence and help you cope with the uncertainties of sustaining your erection at this time? Would that be helpful to you at this stage?
Well, probably, doctor. I'm a bit nervous. So if it's going to help me get sort of back on track, then that's good, because it is a pretty new relationship.
So these can cause some side effects, but they are safe tablets. They can cause some facial flushing, and occasionally they can cause a throbbing headache. So what I would suggest that you do is that you use a tiny dose to start off with, let's say about an hour or so before any sexual contact, and then we could always increase the dose if you're not getting much in the way of side effects. What do you think?
Yeah, that's all right, doctor.
Okay, let's change the roles now and ask you to safety net for me.
So if this Viagra doesn't seem to be doing the trick after you've used it four times or so, then I would let me know and we can talk about changing the dose. If you do get really bad side effects from it, like the flushing or throbbing headache, then let me know. And then I do usually warn people about the very small chance of having a really sustained erection. And if that was to happen and you couldn't get the erection to go down, then you would actually need to get medical attention. It's a very small chance of that. The other thing just to make sure you watch is your mood, because obviously you've got a new relationship and you might feel under a bit of pressure, but if you do notice that your mood's dipping and you're starting to feel sad or depressed, then do get in touch.
So when I was a junior house officer, I did a job in urology for a while, and we used to see quite a bit of people who came in with priapism, so prolonged erections, and almost all of them were caused by injectable treatments for erectile dysfunction. Since I've worked here as a GP, I can't recall, and maybe they don't come to GPs, but I've not, I can't remember seeing any casualty forms coming in related to priapism. So I think it's less of a problem with Viagra and its family. So it's less, because I, so I don't personally warn people about that.
All right, okay.
Maybe I should.
I think just in our, I mean, I think it was at the CSA course that we kind of definitely erectile dysfunction came up.
Mm.
So I think it is a consultation that possibly we haven't had as much practice with.
Mm.
And I think we were taught in preparation for CSA to include it, but whether...
Yeah.
Whether in reality very many GPs do, because we routinely use this medication, I'm not sure. But
yeah,
for the exam setting is the setting I probably learned it for.
If in doubt for the exam setting, I think that's fine to use it. But I think that in the real world,
mm-hmm.
you tend to change your practice according to what you see.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't see it, and it doesn't seem to be a common or possibly even an important problem anymore, then...
Yeah.
You tend to mention it less, don't you, really?
I mean, I did have a case of it in my exam. I can't actually remember if I said it or not. I did well on that case. But it probably wasn't the key part.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.